This is On the Ground IFSI on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion. Proud to be along Sarah Rigg, the project manager for On the Ground IFSI for Concentrate Media. And we are proud, of course, to be the media partner for this project that's been going on almost 2 years now, right? Is it about a...
Yeah, we're entering into our third year of it.
All right. So great. We're good to go for a third year.
Yep, and through the end of this year and hopefully beyond.
Great. So this is focused on the community. I think the original idea here, just as a 30,000-foot overview, was there weren't enough stories covering the happenings in Ypsilanti, the people, the places, the things that are really trying to lift this community up. It's not a sunshine and unicorns and ponies. It's all good news reporting. But, you know, it's getting away from, I think, what people traditionally see for the media coverage for Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township, which is overtly negative. Murders, drugs, bad things happening in the school, unfortunate instances or occurrences at Eastern Michigan. It seemed like if the media was around, that was basically what they were going to be. And by the media, we're really talking about online or in Detroit. And you know, we've been based here, WEMU has, for 54 years now. And we wanted so much to do more. Part of our pledge drive that is ongoing right now is talking about raising money so we can do more. But we jumped at the opportunity for another great local media entity to partner with them and take all of Sarah's hard work, and we compress it down into a short interview, but then we definitely tell you to go look at all the great words and pictures and everything else that Sarah and Doug, I'm assuming, took pictures again this week, have put together. So that is the verbose intro to welcome Sarah. And what did you talk about this week? Or what did you look into?
Yeah, so Park Ridge Community Center on the south side of Ypsilanti has been wanting to have more arts programming for youth for a while, and they recently started up a partnership with the Youth Arts Alliance, and actually, like, this whole just list as long as my arm of community partners helping out in various ways to create a music and arts studio inside Park Ridge, and they just kicked off with their first evening of programming on the 29th of May.
Awesome. So we're going to hear about that. You can find the whole article and then great pictures from Doug at concentratemedia.com, concentrate82 on Twitter, concentrate media everywhere else.
Yep.
And of course you can find this interview and link to it on WEMU.org, and of course we'll link to all these different people and places and things that you're hearing about on our Facebook post as well at facebook.com/WEMUFM. So who's here today to talk about this new music studio?
So I have someone who is on the construction side of the studio and someone who's on the programming side of the studio. I have Brian Foley on the construction side and Heather Martin on the programming and grant funding side of
things. You know, Heather, let's start with you for just a second, because I want to hear a little bit, and Brian, please jump in if this applies to you too. Sarah made mention of a desire to have more music programming, especially for youth in all over Ypsilanti, but let's specifically talk about Park Ridge. Were you involved in that desire to have more programming, or how did you get involved in the project? How did this start, basically?
Sure. Yes, I am all about more opportunities for music programming and art programming in Ypsilanti and the world over. And Youth Arts Alliance has been working in the Washtenaw County Youth Center for the last 6 years. And the young people we were working with, who primarily and by majority are from 48198 and 48197 zip codes, participated in music programming, mural making, arts workshops, theater, creative writing, zines.
So Youth Arts Alliance, is that your gig? Is that what you do? Is that your day job, quote unquote?
Yeah, right. So I'm the founder and director of Youth Arts Alliance. Right. And so for 6 years, we heard quite a bit about youth saying, hey, this was an awesome experience. I want to return home and tap into some more opportunities in the community.
So how did the notion of doing this at Park Ridge come about?
Well, it was actually pretty serendipitous. I mean, it's certainly the spot that we had always hoped to partner. Anthony Williamson at Park Ridge Community Center, he's the director there, and I had a conversation a couple of years ago, and I said, what's your dream? What's your dream for Park Ridge? And he said, I would love to offer more art and music programming. Specifically, I'd love to have a music studio. So the combination of young people saying, I want a music studio to make music, and Anthony saying, I'd love to have a music studio for all of the people, young people, And across the lifespan, there's incredible history of music making in Ypsilanti.
So then all you need is time and money and a space and a bunch of volunteers and community partners, right? The easy part.
Yeah, right.
So let's talk to one of those community partners. Brian, welcome.
Thank you.
What's your connection here? What's your day job? How did you get into involved with this?
Well, my day job is I'm an electrical contractor.
Okay.
I'm a licensed electrician. I'm also a founding member of the Association of African American Contractors.
Okay.
And what the goal of the association is to make ourselves available to projects when they do come into Ypsilanti, Washtenaw County, to let the developers know that there is a group of qualified licensed builders, electricians, plumbers, mechanical guys, whatever, available.
So how did you hear about this Park Ridge project?
I actually heard this from Anthony Williamson, the director of Park Ridge Community Center, and he knew that part of our goal was to train our youth or teach our youth how to utilize tools and how to get involved into the building trades.
Oh, so this is more than just providing this music studio opportunity, too. You took this as a place to show teenagers that trades like yours could have a bright future, and you want to get them interested in doing this.
You got it. This was a perfect storm, so to say.
Right.
And also, one of the hats that I wear is I'm the entertainment chair of the Park Ridge Summerfest Joe Doolin Day.
Okay.
So you're talking about that, and now you're building a recording studio and having the opportunity to have some of the youth that who are involved with that to be a part of the Summerfest this year.
So you already knew some of the artists and stuff locally, too, that would probably be willing to give up their time to help out with something like this.
My history goes all the way back to the 70s with a lot of artists here.
Right.
So we have a lot of people that are willing to get up. One in particular, I spoke with him, and that's Johnny Lawrence, very popular guitar player around here who used to teach at Washtenaw Community College. He's looking forward to lending a hand to us.
So let's establish your how local are you? What's your background in Ypsilanti? You've been here your whole life? Or?
I've been here for 59 years.
All right.
I'm born and raised in the south side of Ypsilanti.
Right.
I live no other place. I have no desire to live any other place.
All right, Heather, have you been here for 59 years?
I have not been here for 59 years.
Yes,
I've been here just over a decade.
Okay,
so.
Are you a transplant?
I am a transplant.
Okay, what's your background? Because I'm waiting to see if you tell me the story that I hear a lot. How did you end up in Ypsilanti?
I ended up in Ypsilanti by pursuing my degree at Eastern.
Yep, so you're an Eastern grad. You stayed here. Awesome. That is, we hear that a lot from a lot of folks coming through these doors. Tell us, you know, I came here as a student at Eastern, fell in love, stayed here. So is that kind of telling your story a little bit, too?
Absolutely.
Great. All right, so let's go back to you for a second, Heather. You know, you got this idea, you got a space, you've got willing partners. Now, how does a project like this happen? I mean, the money's got to come from somewhere. So who gets in the middle of this and says, you know, I want to get this going, I want to get this happening, and how do you find the money?
Well, I think we have such a rich tapestry of partner organizations, and also really, we want to leverage resources for young people to be the cultural leaders they are and the artists they are. And a grant from the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation made the seed money for the studio and the programming possible. But also, we have partners in Park Ridge and in the African American Contractor Association and the Washtenaw County Juvenile Court. And essentially, everyone is leveraging resources to make this possible, and that's really incredible. You know, Brian's interest in mentoring young people, it goes hand in hand with our mission, and so to have him mentor young people through the building of the studio itself is a really remarkable thing. We kicked off programming over spring break, and the young people who were involved in making the mural in the music studio space really got to lend some energy and enthusiasm to something they want to see in their community. Brian took the torch from there and assisted young people.
Let's talk about the studios a little bit themselves. I mean, is this a project that you've been have you done anything like this before? Studios are kind of an interesting new type of project.
Yeah.
I mean, sitting in their converted dorm rooms here, but we're actually looking at the possibility of designing some new studios. It's a whole different world.
Yes, it is. You heard Heather laugh. It was very challenging. Like I said, I'm an electrical contractor. I do construction, light construction. So studios are totally different.
Yeah.
You have to the framing is different. The way that you put the studs in, the spacing of the studs, the soundproofing. I learned a lot. And the studio that is in Park Ridge is quote-unquote a state of art.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It really is. So it's not something that just was assembled to right. put together to meet them. No, it is state of art, high quality and done.
You mean you didn't just throw some mics on a table and some sound baffling up on top of acoustic tile and call
indeed.
It a day?
No, we didn't.
All right,
not
so you right. wanted to do this right.
This is done right.
All right, and what's the basic layout? I mean, what is it, a large space, a small, is there a control room? I mean, what, give me an idea, like a little mental walkthrough.
Yeah, the actual sound booth is approximately 12 by 8.
Okay.
And it is 8 foot tall.
So this is like if you're envisioning like a real music recording studio, like you might see in the movies where you have a room where the musicians are playing and things like that. And do we have like a room with a big mixing board and, you know, somebody sitting in there controlling stuff?
Yes, that is what's going to come next. Okay. So we finished up the recording booth itself. Okay. And then I understand there was some programming that was done last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So the eventual and it's out there, and Heather knows more about that than I do. But that is correct. That is going to be a big, huge mixing board. There's going to be there's a classroom in there, so it is really and when I do say state of the art, it will be state of the art.
All right, so let's talk about that a little bit. What is the eventual long-term goal here? What do you want these the youth of our area to experience and to learn?
Well, there's so many things that come into play with both the sound booth itself and the music studio. I want young people and the people of Ypsilanti in its entirety to feel like they have access to a space to amplify their voices, their instruments. You know, this is a space that will not only be catapulting music into the community, but also a space to record stories, right? A space to talk more about experiences in the community and the history of Ypsilanti. There's so many things that can be incorporated in that.
Are you hoping too, and Brian, you could jump in on this too, are you hoping that this will become a destination for local or regional artists, that they'll think, hey, you know what, if I need a good state-of-the-art studio, I'm going to stop here and you know, maybe give an opportunity to some people that wouldn't have been able to see with our creative process?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because that was one of the questions that I had, because you're talking about Youth Arts Alliance, right? And me being a product of the 70s, we had so many great entertainers that came from out of Ypsilanti. My aunt, who used to be a member of Ike and Tina Turner, okay. She was one of Ike X. We recently lost a very influential member of our community by the name of Robert Evans. Mm. And so we didn't have these opportunities. So it's for the youth, but the great thing is, like what Heather said, was to put it in Park Ridge Community Center. So to give access, I have a mantra says that music and culture drives a movement. And so where are we moving? We're moving from a point of poverty and despair to a point of hope. So when you start putting music and put it together with work and what have you, it was just a ray of sunlight. I was sharing with Heather that when I had the youth in there working with me, the days that I worked with me, I turned the radio on, and these guys had never seen cordless screwdrivers, power saws, and what have you. But you turn the radio on and give them a little instruction, literally, they did not want to leave. Mm-hmm. When they left, because they were on a time schedule. So when they left, I was cleaning up, and I hear a voice outside the window. This was an hour later. And one of the youths that who came to assist, his name was James. He had brought somebody back, and they were hollering outside the window. And they were like, hey, Brian, open the door. We want to come in and continue on. They're already proud of it. And that really just touched me right there.
And I think that what you're bringing up, too, is often music can be a voice for the community.
Yes.
And a lot of these people, you know, in Park Ridge and across our entire community, we hear a lot. They don't feel like they have a voice.
Correct.
And being able to see that local artists can come in or regional artists come in, they can see that creative process. They can see what is inspiring them to say and play what they're saying and playing. And it often is because they want to make a positive change.
Yes, and that's why I say it all starts with our youth. And so to make that connection, that divide, there was a time in our history not so long ago where our community, the bad stories that you were talking mm-hmm. about, you heard about Ypsilanti, right? And there was a disconnect. So now we have the opportunity through music to to bridge that gap of our youth from the adults my age, where that divide came in.
And this is one of the nice things about working here at WEMU is we get to meet all the time people in this community that use music in that way. That Vincent York with his jazzistry and tying the history of jazz to the history of America, and showing how it developed. And we see, and there's hundreds of other options or people in our community that really care. So you got a good spot. You got a good community because there are already built in a lot of people that are trying to tie those two things very closely together. Are you a musician?
I'm a drummer. So right. I make that's a lot okay. of noise, right?
It's okay. Hey, so that's the most. You can keep the beat.
Right.
All right. Good. All right. Heather, are you at all a musician?
I am not a musician. Right. I'm an artist. Okay. But I should say that the programming that we're doing is in partnership with Radiant City Arts and a whole cohort of teaching artists. So it's incredible that local artists and musicians are lending their skills, passions, and expertise to share with young people.
And is this like, are there going to be regular programming or are there lessons you can take? I mean, or can you book studio time?
Yes. Yeah, so right now we're offering programming on Wednesday nights from 4:30 to 6, and that programming is open to young people, community large, right? We hope to have a community studio process set up by the fall for how local folks can access the studio and record there. And our programming will ramp up as the investment from the community happens.
And is there a website or a place we can go look at this information, or is a Facebook page maybe or something?
Sure. Youth Arts Alliance is on Instagram and Facebook. Right. You're welcome to check out our website at youthartsalliance.com.
All right, Brian, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, they want to talk to you about a project like this, similar, how can we find you?
Very easy. You find me at Park Ridge Community Center.
All right.
You just go up there and ask for me and guarantee you somebody will tell you exactly where I am.
Well, I think in the future, too, yes. I'd love to explore, this Contractors Association with you and the work you're doing in this community, because we talk all the time about making a brighter future for everybody, and there's so many people that don't even realize that the trades are such a great option. And I know maybe you can fill me in on this, but it sounds like a lot of trades are suffering, that they need people desperately.
It's really embarrassing when you read in the newspaper in the state of Michigan that says that state of Michigan is recruiting workers from outside of the state of Michigan to man jobs in Ypsilanti, and then you see so many people walking around who could potentially work but do not know of the trades or do not know how to enter into the trades.
And great for entrepreneurs, too, because so often you can, you pay your dues, you go through apprenticeship, you go through training, you do your work, and then you can start your own little, hang up your shingle and have your own little company.
Oh, that's exactly what
I did. Or your own big company, for that matter.
That's exactly what I've done.
All right. Thank you so much for your work in this community. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for sharing these stories today, and we hope to hear more about this as this project develops. Sarah, did you get to hear some good music?
I did, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there for the actual programming, but I got to see the murals that are inside there, which are really nifty. And one of the things that we haven't talked about yet that I thought was really neat was that both the youth who painted the murals, they were paid for their work, and the youth who were helping to build the studio were also paid for their work, which I think is wonderful.
They didn't get exposure bucks. That's the big thing on the internet right now. I'm going to pay you with exposure, and it's like, I'm going to go to McDonald's and buy my lunch with exposure. Oh, that doesn't work.
Right, exactly.
That's great. Thank you for doing that. Thank you and I'm sure the people working with you on the I'm so in love with this idea of having teenagers learn that working with your hands and learning a skilled trade is, working with your hands and becoming an artist and performing are all viable career options for anybody that wants to take the time and grow into it. So thanks for providing that opportunity. Great pictures from Doug, I take it?
Absolutely.
This mural we keep talking about and see in the studios?
Yep.
All right, great. So we can find that at concentratemedia.com. Thanks so much, Sarah Rigg, for bringing this topic in. So On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.